Even as Muammar Gaddafi tells reporters there is no violence in Libya, thousands of people are fleeing the fighting and trying to cross the western border between Libya and Tunisia. The capital city, Tripoli, is largely quiet, but residents fearful, some not answering their phones now because of reports that pro-Gaddafi forces are tracing calls back to young men and taking them from their homes. The BBC's Pascal Harder is monitoring all of this in London. Pascal, tell us first about the violence in the western cities. We're hearing that in Zawiya, about 30 miles west of Tripoli, rebels celebrated with a victory march. So has the opposition taken control of Zawiya?
The opposition tell us that they have been in control of Zawiya now for 4 days, but that they are fighting off repeated attacks from Colonel Gaddafi's forces, that they're using heavy guns, that they're using anti-aircraft guns, and also that families on the outskirts are having pro-Gaddafi forces come into their homes and are being assaulted. So that's the picture in Zawiya, where protesters have been telling us for the last few days that gunfire can be heard about every 30 minutes.
In fact, we have a woman in Zawiya telling the BBC just that. Let's listen.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It's like dynamite explosions. Last night it was like tank explosions we were hearing. This is how it started last night.
Robin, you might be wondering how it is that protesters are managing to hold out day in, day out after attacks from Colonel Gaddafi's forces when they're not armed in the same way that he is. I asked a few protesters and said, you know, aren't you afraid? And one man in Misrata said to me, this is not about fear. We have already been dead under Colonel Gaddafi. Now we feel alive again. Another protester said to me, we will fight him until the last drop of our children's blood. Somebody else said, freedom has a price and we're ready to pay it. That was from a resident in Tripoli who had already buried his 18-year-old nephew who had been killed by pro-Gaddafi forces, he says, for taking part in those protests on Friday.
Quite a story. We'll just quickly touch on the refugee situation on the border with Tunisia. Your colleague Jim Muir is on the border. He says it's increasingly chaotic, desperate. But who are these people? Are they pro or anti-Gaddafi people?
I think a huge mix, but the majority of people who are managing to get across the border into Tunisia are not Libyans, but migrant workers, Egyptians, Moroccans, Nigerians even. You've got many of these sub-Saharan Africans, because of course Colonel Gaddafi had for many years an open door policy for sub-Saharan African migrants who were hoping to use Libya as a jump-off point to get into Europe. They have now been turned upon, they say, by both sides. On the one hand, very vulnerable to attacks from Colonel Gaddafi's forces. On the other hand, Libyan protesters who confuse them with the sub-Saharan mercenaries that Colonel Gaddafi is famous for using say that many of their number have been lynched by protesters.
Oh, and they are fleeing to a country that's also quite unsettled. Tunisia, of course, where this wave of revolt started, just forming its own new government.
That's right. But then the solidarity that we have been hearing about in Tunisia is quite breathtaking. I'll give you an example. We spoke to the Secretary General of the International Red Cross, Red Crescent, in Tunisia. In the capital, Tunis, he said that he used to have trouble getting enough volunteers. This week, he says that young Tunisians are lining up in his office. He said some of them were in tears, begging him to be amongst the first wave to go there to the border to help Tunisians and Libyans fleeing the conflict in Libya. Also, I've spoken to several Libyan doctors from around the world who have been travelling to Tunisia to try and get medicines into the country and also to treat the people coming across the border.
That's the BBC's Pascal Harder in London. And by the way, one last question. Do you have a part of the political spectrum in Britain that's reacting the way the far right is in our country? They've painted themselves into this interesting corner where, because they are convinced that this is an Islamic uprising, then they have to be against it, which means they're for the autocrats and against a democratic uprising. It's this odd...
No, we're really not seeing the same kind of reaction in Britain. In fact, a colleague of mine in Paris has been doing a report about whether Arabs in France are being better received by the French now because there's a sense of, oh, you are like us after all.
Pascal, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.